mean, Frankenstein had the craziest studios probably in their basements. You see, even to this day, Frankenstein's too. So it's like, what didn't he use? He's one of those dudes. He went to his house. His house. I remember how I know those dudes went to high school together.
Me, I heard he was an EPS 16 plus guy. That's why I asked.
Yeah, him. No. But I'm saying, but he had that, and he had whatever drum machine, and he's a gearhead. You know, gearhead dudes. Like you said, the gears coming in and out. They had a serious studio, man. And they could rap. If you ever heard Day rap too, they could rap instead of Day's one of those dudes was too talented, man. He could rap, dude. He could rap real good, too.
Okay.
Like, he's better than most rappers, dude.
I didn't even know that. I just saw him as like, oh, it's always like produced by Day or mixed by Day.
No, that's how he started rapping.
I thought it was just like a guy in the background who just, you know,
rapping, and then he went into production. Dude, he started rapping, then he went into production. He produced one of the biggest records ever. He did Father Time. He did 21 years for Shot Clair.
Yeah,
then he retired from production. What? Retired. He goes, yeah, I'm not producing anymore. I'm not rapping. I'm going to management. And he went into management. You know those dudes, you don't see those you can get mad at your friends. Like, how can you? But he's got that talent. But yeah, man, he did a lot. I know because me, him, and Frank Stoff and G Wonder, we all went to Runnymede. We went to high school. It's like when I left Northern for that Point Blank, I went to a football high school and a basketball high school in Toronto, two big ones. So when I went over to Runnymede, they was there, and we was the hip hop dudes banging on the table, doing the talent shows and all that stuff. But yeah, but that's when he had a studio. Then he had a studio from grade 11. Yeah, man, 16, full studio, dude. Boy, we used to go to his house. Oh my God. After school, Western Road flows, dude. He's already off of Western Road. Studio, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, some people's parents, right, they invested in the kids young. He's one of those people, right? And then some people just hustle. Some of us just did the long McQuaid run, right? You laugh, but hey, you have to get out the gate somehow.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But yeah, back to how did you and Chaos end up on that track together for the Grassroots?
That was the last minute call in too. I think they looked at the record, all the stuff they had on the record, and they were like, oh shoot, to us, they didn't really have me placed on the record after, and like I said, we were just doing so much stuff, right? And yeah, and they called me, goes, oh, we gotta get you on a joint. And that was the one. He had the proper space in there left, and he didn't have time to come back and finish it. And I just vibed off of what he did, and that was that. That was one of those ones. I guess a lot of my music was just last minute calls and shows, man. Like, yo, come and jump this, okay.
It was only years later that I discovered that the hook that you laid down was like old school hip hop from like early 80s.
Yeah,
that you were referencing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what made you pick that? Was that like something that was always, you know?
That's a good question. That's the part of your rap on. That's a record I learned to rhyme on. If you listen to that record, when I first got into hip hop, I went to New York. The first records I bought in New York City. I went down to Fulton Mall. What's the name of the hip hop store? I can't remember the name where everyone talks about. But anyways, I went there and I bought the Fat Boys record. I remember that. And I bought the Houdini album, the Escape album. Those are the two big records I bought. And I bought Spoonie G. I remember the cover, the Spoonie G cover. And I remember I was like 14, 15. I couldn't wait to get back to Toronto. Nobody got these records. They don't even know what this is. No, dude. You understand that time to have be able to be in Brooklyn and come back to Toronto and nobody even knows. You know you got something that nobody knows. Like, literally,
so, yeah.
That
time. For me, it
you'd
was
be like the only person with a Jordan. It's like having
I got like Sons of Man in New York and brought it back, and we couldn't even find Sons of Man in Montreal. So I was like, I got this album that nobody has right now. You know, so that was
you know the exact feeling.
It's just later, you know, like, but and for you, it was mid-80s, and for me, it was late 90s.
So this is like that, but this is coming from, this is hip-hop, like, you can't find it, no. So I was like, oh my gosh, man. Man, this old felt turntables, ghetto wasn't even a real thing. I was 14, 15, that's like grade 8. When I tell you 14, 15, it's not grade 9, you're not even in high school, man. Grade 7, grade 8 times, dude. I'm buying these records, oh my gosh, man. I remember The Word Is Out, also the first record I bought, actually, the Tremaine Stewart. Anyways, but yeah, so that was crazy, man. And just having that feeling come home. So that record, when I brought it back, I don't know if you know. Do you know the Houdini catalog, the record? Do you listen to their albums?
Yeah, I know that album.
If you know those records, you know the best thing about that record was that Jahlil. If you listen to me rap, I rap a lot like Jahlil. My clarity. Listen to Houdini. Listen to how I rhyme, dude. You'll actually hear a lot of me in it.
Okay.
That's why I learned to rhyme off that.
That's
record.
The 84 album, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Escape.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Go
yeah,
back
yeah.
to the Escape. Escape. One Love. That's what One Love. That record's a lot of people took that. Even that One Love. One Love. But yeah, that's from Houdini, man. Right? But then later Nas took it, right? And then so that record's one of the best hip hop records ever made, ever produced. The sonics of that record too. Listen to it. Oh my God, man. So
the beats are crazy. And it was with a producer from the UK, right?
Oh my God. Oh my God. She's one of the best in the game.
Yeah.
We can find it later, but go do your research to see. But so the point I'm making is at the end of all Houdini's records, they always had 8-minute instrumentals. So you listen to that record, 5 minutes of
Larry Smith.
There's 4-minute clear instrumental right at the end. That's how I learned to rhyme. It was the record would play. It wasn't that I learned to rhyme, the record would end. That's why I knew I could rhyme. I started listening to that, and then I just keep rhyming when it went in my head. I'm like, hey, I could do this. Phone has to ring. What's one thing about me is I always know I can always just rhyme. Like, I never had to try and rap. Like, how you hear me rap, I could always rap. It's a God-given talent. And that's how it is. I just started, wow, I could do this. And I started rapping, Freeze come out in all those records. So that always had a special place for me. And then when I heard that beat, the air that it had, that Attic laid, it just took me back to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I did, and of course, he just needed that hook. So I said, hey, man, we just sit back, relax, put on your head gear, and let me take you on a ride through the atmosphere. Just had that feel. I said, okay, ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
I went with it. But yeah, man, that's what that record's special, man.
Dope track, man.
I learned to rhyme on that, and I learned to rhyme on Beastie Boys' Cookie Puss. Cookie Puss is Beastie Boys' first 12-inch. Cookie Puss is one of the hardest singles of mine from Beastie Boys. Most people don't even know that record.
I don't know that one.
That record is dope. Go YouTube that after. Yo, that beat was dope. And then the Shout Rap by Craig G. That was the other record I learned to rhyme on.
Yeah.
Pop Art, dude. I remember that. I was like, oh my goodness, that beat was so crazy when I first heard it. Shout, check all the cuts on it. They need to redo that record and like remaster it. I remember it was dope. Hip hop, man. Yeah, man. It's in the blood, man. It's in the veins.
So what about creating The Chosen or Few?
That was like a really interesting project in the sense that we did that in the same studio the Stones record out of, Phase 1. We were using that studio. We did that on a big need board. That was my first real, like, you know, jumping venture doing an album. And then the craziest thing about the record was it ended up coming out like on 9/11, which is even crazier.
Because
If you look at the artwork, I'm in between two towers praying on the inside. And the front of the cover looks like that's the position of a plane crash. Look at that cover, man. That's what you do when you're in a plane crash, dude. It's crazy if you let someone.
I want to look at it right now. Hold on.
And if you look in between, I'm in between two towers of the lettering on the inside. That record was so uncanny. The funniest somebody pointed that out to me like years later.
Oh, I didn't even think about that, man.
You know, the funny thing is when I seen that cover for my year, there was something about this cover. I couldn't say what, like the body language of it. But we had the image for a long time, ready to go. But yeah, that was the record. That record was awesome. It was one of those records where I was at work. I had an offer to get before for a deal that never came through from EMI. Never really came. They put it on the table and they never fulfilled up that nobody knew about. I was about to tour the States. I quit my job and then the A&R was like, oh yeah, man, we want to sign you. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, no, they're going to call you. I'm like, okay, sure. I had a lot of stuff going on in the States and all these things. So I'm like, okay. And then like 3 days later, Dean Cameron's like, rest in peace, Dean. It's like, yo, Thrust, so we're going to do this record, man? So I pretty much, I did that record, but I was in the States that whole year. That's when I was touring the States. But we had the record done.
Was that the Soul Decision?
I was touring with Destiny's Child, Christina Aguilera. I was like, fine. I didn't sync. I toured in sync 3 months. That whole year, I wasn't even here. I left to go away for a week. That thing happened. I was gone for like 8-9 months, almost a year.
Do you think that helped with like the getting signed for that one album or?
No, I got signed before. I got signed and then I took up, it was one of those reasons I quit my job. It was one of those weird, like it worked, took the leap, right? The deal came, everything happened, but then I was in the States, right?
Okay.
Right? But then that record, you see that deal, the best thing about that deal was I just did a smart deal because I just licensed myself. I wasn't signed as an artist. Right? It was a license deal. I had total control of the master, the marketing, everything. And to this day, that's what saved my whole career, right? If I signed myself as an artist, I wouldn't be here right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
everybody kept all the rights. Everybody in that time, right in that 9/11 time, 20, at that time, all those artists, they're obsolete. Because the industry stopped for 3 years after the planes hit the building. There was a stoppage, right?
Yeah,
but because of independent, not signed, a lot of artists got dropped. Soul Decision even got dropped. They were, platinum in the States, dude. They were the biggest new group in the States that year. You know, I don't know if you guys know that. They were the biggest
I didn't know about their success in the States.
All those guys sold like 800,000 records that year in the States. We were the biggest new group in the States. That's how I was on all those big tours. That's what we did. We were on the big, and we were the top four, three acts. I was, we went up to number 7 on MTV, man. I was charting to number 7. What's the name on MTV? What's the name of the dude? The top 10 video. Yeah, man. Go look TRD or
Carson Daly or
Carson Daly. Go look Carson. We get to number 7. I was on Carson Daly number 7. Dude.
That record was. I didn't realize huge, that. I thought it was only. I thought it was a Canadian thing.
Was huge in the States. They were platinum. They were the biggest new act, and they were platinum. They were so huge. We were. Oh, that's how we. That's how. Okay, I'm the one that set the trend. That's how Justin Timberlake did T.I. Because we toured NSYNC, Soul Decision, a rapper and a pop group. If I could, it worked, boom, top 10. Those guys are watching this every night. JT, oh my gosh, what came out after that? Justify My Love. That's the thing. Canadians, we said that. It was me. Because it worked. They never seen it before. They didn't even know it was even going to work. But they were a band. They wrote their own stuff. It was this. Then you put a rapper with a pop. That was never done before like that.
I think the closest thing would be Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch with like Kids on the Block, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. A rapper.
I know. I'm playing.
Like an MC. That's a rapper. They're MC, dude. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about after that. Because look to this day. Now everybody does. Janet Jackson and Q-Tip. Did it like that whole trend of thing? You would. And it went all the way up. I'm the first Canadian rapper in Billboard, dude. Before Drake, way before Drake. I love you, Drake, but I'm just saying just the facts, right? You know what I mean? But no one was looking. At that time, you're not looking. If you go back, that's what I'm saying. Legacies are cool, because over time, you see you do a little check, a little box, and you move on. But people eventually will go back and see, or it will show over time what you did. And that's from a long time ago, man. But I never, see that track, I turned that track down. It was on the third time it came to me that I did it, because I knew there was a reason for it. I turned it down twice. I didn't jump at that track. And it was just supposed to be an album track. And it was a lot, but that was just in the cards for me. But the best thing about that was, I toured with Matthew Knowles for 3 months. I know Beyonce. I know all those artists. I know them. They know me. And I learned the business. That's why I did that. I told people, I went to school in Canada, but I went to Harvard for music. Because that year when I toured the top acts in the world that year. I did it. To this day, those are the two of the biggest tours in the world I was on, right? The dates and the shows. So I was around all the management. I have relationships with those people to this day, right? The management, the dancers, the business of doing music. And that's what, I was so glad I did that, man. Because you can't pay for that. You can have all the money, you can't learn. That's like education, right? That you just got to soak up. So, and just to see the merit coming from Canada, that was when I really got a grip on how to be an artist. You know, we're up here in Canada playing the little game. No, I went into real, you know what I'm saying? I already had hip hop from the underground. I see, so once I had that, and then I see, oh, this is the top of the game here, right? So Now when I look at the game, I know how to attack the game on any level. I have the experience. I walked through it unscathed because it wasn't my name out there like that. I was a guest. I did a 16. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't like,
for sure.
I got to go. So that what a blessing that was, man.
Yeah, the pressure was not on you. Yeah.
No, it was the best thing ever. Like I said, I can't even like the amount of people I met, the information. I almost quit music after doing that, but I didn't. Because I knew how realistic things were.
Because of what you saw.
Yeah, I was with Pink every day 2 months when she was busting out. I was with Des, I was with Beyonce 3 months every day. I was with did all those independent women. I was with them every day. They are literally would shoot those videos and come back and see me 3 hours later because we're on the same tour. They don't stop. People don't understand that about music. Oh, you're doing a video today. Well, you're not going to perform. No, you're going to do the video and you're going to perform and you're going to get on a plane and you're going to be in the next city the next day. Mm. Like that reality of music. Yeah. And you'd have to work out every day because you got to look good. And you got to make sure your eating is right. And you can't party every day. And you got to, see what I'm saying? And you got to do 20 interviews like how we're doing this. See, like we're doing this, people think, oh, this stops, man. Oh, I'm here now. I'm going to snog, G. Nah, B. That's why people look at Kanye. I get Kanye better than most people. I can't even, like, and I sort of get him. I don't kind of will when he's on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
We like to put ourselves in the seat like we there, but, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, I was with Casey and JoJo, all them dudes, man. So just soaking up being around that, you know what I mean? And just getting to see like the day-to-day, the day-to-day nuances and the management and the choreography and the whole production. It's the production, the merch, right? The whole rollout and what you got to do from every city to move this show from place to place to day-to-day. Keep your sanity, right? And keep your sanity. Like, that's the main thing. It's pretty crazy. Like, when you go in different time zones every day, it's crazy, dude. I've been out, I was in like so many time zones a week, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Crazy experience,
I know people ask for it, but it's crazy when you get it, right? People are like, what's wrong with that dude? I said, oh, I knew what's wrong with him. Nothing's wrong with him. It just gets nuts, though, man. Like certain artists are like, dude, they told me I was going for 2 weeks to have me home for a year. I'm like, you're looking at the calendar every day's off. You think of it, nope, they fill it in. So it gets nuts, man. The worst thing is to be in between those artists who aren't quite gold, who aren't quite platinum. Like when you're in that in-between land. That's the worst thing in music, man. That's one thing I learned. You just end up doing all those little like shows at all those festivals forever, ever. And, like all those little Canada Wonderland show. Hey, Summer Jam. And you're doing two songs. You could do that forever. The label put you in there forever, man. You know how many Six Flags there are in the States? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
So you could be on those Six Flag tour all year and do nothing, dude. Yeah. Well, here goes another one in North Carolina. You see what I'm saying? The first time. No, that was tour. First time. That was tour stuff, man. People know. You get hype every city, dude, because you're like, you know, you're young, right? You're young. You get off the bus, you got three bags. I'm going to mix three bags. Something's going to learn. Right? And you're hype. Where are you going? North Carolina. Oh, North Carolina. Nah, B. You don't want to go to every spot, right? You know what I mean? After a while, there's probably only like five cities you really want to go to. And the other ones, you know, you don't want to go to them after like 6 months. You know, you don't want to go to that place that you're going. You get what I mean? Life is like that, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting, man.
Yeah, man.
But it's all about who you ride with. And that's another thing on it, though. Because Destiny's had the dope setup, and I do it like them. They have it. They had it right, man. When they were rolling, family, cousins, crew. I was proud of them, man. All black people. I never seen black people ever, dude. That was the most inspiring thing ever in my team.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? And they were out the gate like that. That was like from the start.
Four tour buses, 30 people, organized gear, running, this. Yeah, man. Mm. It was a family run thing before the breakup. But see, doesn't matter. They sustained that for a while, man. For you to see that, that's inspiring. That's the stuff that people up here in Canada, if we could see that, even as young black men, as young black family, we could see that, man. That's inspirational, dude. Because you never seen this. You never seen it. You only seen it the other way.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, man. I never thought about that, though.
That's
the whole other side of things. And it doesn't get spoken about, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing they have. That's what you said, like, that's what going to the States my whole life has given me, coming back up here. That's my confidence. I already know what we can do. Like, you can't see it in our community up here, but I've seen it already my whole life. Mm. See what I'm saying? So I know I can recreate that anywhere I go. I don't need to, anywhere I go, we can create that stuff. And the other thing to realize is the people, we are creators. It doesn't matter. We're the world scientists, the makers. We've always been that. So it doesn't matter wherever. That's been my strength too. It doesn't matter if I'm from Toronto, you're from New York, you're from LA. I don't care. Wherever we go, we're going to be just as creative. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. Now, how are we going to organize it, curate it, streamline it, manufacture it, put it out in a way, that's a different thing. But just the raw, like us just, hey, that's a dance. Hey, that's a, dude, we're so amazing at that. But we got to value it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't have to. But the smart thing is to, we don't have to do anything.
What about, talk about your relationship with Dank and Slumville.
I don't have any relationship with Slumville at all, unfortunately. I wish I did. Me and Dank, known each other for like, I met him the day Dilla died. Like 2 days after Dilla died, he was in Toronto for a long time, but we never really crossed paths from then. And yeah, just became friends from then. We had the same circle of people and whatnot, you know what I mean? And he has his family down here, moved from Detroit, centralized down here, and we just had the same musical taste. Once you have the same musical taste, vein, friends, it just makes for a good friendship, man. And we formed a group, but we didn't form a group out of like just the fact of forming a group. We just formed a group out of just hanging out. We had a group called T to the D, Toronto, Detroit, you know, Thrust the Dank. We still have lots of music, but that's just like, that's just us. That's our energy hanging out. You know what I mean? And I think the reason why we clicked so good was because I think a lot of people find out since I have that cross border, what's the word we use? Bratupsi. I used to train that. Bratupsi, buddy. You know, you see, I could do this, or I could be like, yeah, because I was raised like that. I was raised both sides of the borders. I think a lot of artists, people from the States, that's what I think was one of my strengths. When people came up here, they just clicked with me right away. Like me and Guru were tight too. I was artists because they could just be called, oh, you get it. You know what I mean? I know what a bodega is. I know about New York. I know about the stick. I know, like, I was naturally raised there, even though I'm living up here. So I think when he came, he had that comfort zone with me. Oh, you get it. You get it. I don't got to explain the stuff that I normally would have to explain to a lot of people.
All the layers.
You have to explain all that stuff with me. If I feel like, find out about me, they can cut right through it. And they know right away, it's the energy. And I'm not on you either. Like, they feel that for me too. A lot of people up here, it's like, oh, because you're from America, you get like, everyone's going to jump on the dick. Like, yo, man, you know what I mean? I'm not like that. Like, when I see Americans, like, oh, this is American. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have that stigma. I'm like, you're from New York. I consider myself part of New York. I've been going there enough. I got my cultural tie. My family's got generations in New York. You see what I'm saying? It goes back generations. So it's not like a big thing. Like, okay, so, you know what I mean? What kind of New Yorker are you? Because it's different types, right? So that's the kind of vibe I had. Since I think a lot of people, they come right away, they just can magnetize me like that. Oh, I'm going to ride with that dude right there. Mm-hmm. And that's how, yeah. And that's it, man. Organics, man. I'm lucky, man. I'm blessed. I have some really good friends. And yeah, man, that's the treasure in life, man. Having good friends with family, for sure.
And what's your relationship with the Eric B Music Group? Can you explain that to me?
We were working together a lot. See, it's funny, so much things happened in the last year, and then I never spoke on social media. It's one of the few interviews I've even done besides my own show, which I do, Know and Touch Show. Because it just got so caught up. So I was working with them. We were supposed to launch their label, and we just didn't see eye to eye. So we decided to go our separate ways. So that was as of like me. When did me and Rick Shaw do that? Like February? But since I never spoke, a lot of people still thought that I was running with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm actually not even involved with the label at all. It's been almost a year that actually I haven't been involved with it. And I actually, like I said, I always make my contracts. So that's one good thing with going to school, man. There's no problem I make, you just believe it. Everything in music is negotiable. So I just negotiated something really good there in the sense of, what's that light? Is something flashing back there?
It's behind you.
Yeah, I can see that too. That's trippy, man.
Yeah.
I was looking back outside, I said, what's this light going on?
It's like some 80s X-ray video type of thing.
Yeah, but I wonder what that's from. That's weird. That shouldn't even be happening. Try and get rid of that. I don't know how they even do that shit. Oh my goodness. That makes no sense, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Because when I'm looking at my lights right here, and they're still as could be. Am I shaking the floor? No.
Yo, the energy, man. It's the energy.
Yeah, because this is a green screen behind me. Look, nothing's moving, man.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. I've never seen that before, and they do these all the time. Oh, we just work with it. Let me see if I move this back. Maybe it'll help a little. That was Never seen that in my life, man.
Yeah.
See, he'll do it now. No, it's not doing it now.
Yeah.
It was just doing it then, though, right?
Yeah, you know, for sure.
That was so tricky. When I talk, usually in the interviews, I'm looking at you. Like, I'm not looking at the box. You know, the boxes. Mm-hmm. I'm looking straight at you, so it looks more natural. I'm trying to look you in your eye, right? Yeah. So I'm just this time, also, I see the corner of my eye. I see this little, I see something. I have a heart attack. What's going on? Like, oh my goodness. Anyways, yes, what were you saying now? Back before the strobe lights?
Well, we talked about the Eric B music group. You're not really
working with them.
So what are you working on? Like, what's going on? What's on the musical plate right now?
Well, this is what's going on in the musical calendar, which is actually really set for next year. I have one project that is coming out in about a week or two. That's all I'm going to say. We've been hinting to what it is, but if you've been on my gram, you'll see. It's a full project. That's all I'm going to say. It will be public because I've sworn to secrecy until this comes out because it's part of a campaign. Okay? But that is actually materialized, done, finished. It's in manufacturing. It will, by the time you probably air this interview, it will become. So you know what I'm going to, when are you going to air this interview? You know when you put this up?
Maybe if you're telling me it's that you have music coming up, maybe I'll air it that week. And
you know what? I'm just gonna say it right here. I'm gonna say it because I'll put it out here because by then it should make sense. We're doing a record. We got a vinyl pump, vinyl. We're pressing work on this project. It's vinyl. It's got like 12 different artists. And yeah, it's coming. Like we've been pressing it. We've been hinting at it. So I'm gonna say that. So by the time you see this interview, it will be out. You'll know what it is. So that's vinyl. Okay. Everything, we're doing a lot of vinyl products, projects. So that's going to be December. February 18th, we've already put out the first single called Soon You'll Be Gone. That's me, Danku, Tough Dumpling. I signed a license deal with Black Buffalo Records. So we're going to do a few releases through them. So this is the first one coming. This is going to be CD and digital so far. We might do some limited vinyl if the vibe catches, but right now we're thinking of just keeping it like that. February 18th is called Like It's 1994. We got the first single out, Soon You'll Be Gone. It's been getting lots of good views actually out the gate with no video. I think it's about 5,000 views YouTube with no real video, so it's pretty cool. The second single is called Straight Through the Roof. We're shooting the video next week, Friday. That single comes out December 15th. That's 7 MCs on the track. Woo-wee. It's all produced by me and BoFat. I'm working with BoFat in a lot of projects. So look for that project. This project's got rappers from all around the world. Tennessee, Jersey, UK, you name it, man. Germany, all over. This is dope. I got like some of the best underground MCs all on one record. And we're doing a bunch of collaborative tracks. Almost on some Wu-Tang get together and just smash. 8 bars, 16s, 12 bars. It's sick. I'm going to send you a copy of it early. We get off so you can hear it.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I have, so that's coming. After that, I have a full length. All these are done as we're speaking. So when I'm talking now, I'm not talking hypothetically, like, oh, we're going to go make it. No, we're actually, these are actually finished projects. Yeah. Just finished them. That's why I was so busy the last couple minutes of back just putting the touches on it. Right? Then after that, for May, April, I finally have my full length. It's done. It's finished. Called Broken Arrow. We got 13 tracks. Woo-wee. So that's a full-length album called Black Buffalo Records. All vinyl will be available. Coming out. It's in the bag.
That's when? And then I got that's next year, right?
Yep. Next year's heavy for me. I got like 4 records coming out next year. This is around 3 records already, right? And then here's the fourth one coming. And then me and Dan Two got a record called Nicer Than You. Already done. We finished it in September in the bag. Like 12 tracks on some Handsome Boy Modeling School, Tommy Boy concept, crazy record. Nicer Than You. We got our singles picked up. Yeah, I'm good. Next year, look out, man. And that's just those are full lengths. That doesn't count all the singles we got that's going to drop and all the other tracks that we're appearing up. So you're going to be a lot. I'm probably going to release the most music of my whole career since I've been breathing air next year.
That's great, man. That's great. Glad to know you're being productive and, you know, the inspiration's still there, you know?
Well, the thing is, inspiration's always there. I've always had music. It's just the outlet to get it out. It's the outlet to get out properly. You can just put stuff out there, but it's like I said, how is it going to land? And people react. I don't react to other artists. It's not like, oh my gosh, Shot Claire's got a record out, so Frost got to put a record out. I think we react to stuff.
Yeah, it's very reactionary.
I never react to people's careers in that sense. Like, oh, something, and I got to put my thing out. So my path is totally different. All of our paths are totally different. So I've just fully embraced that, and I just know my path different. But the difference means I know my path, I know my lane. I'm not diverging. And you know what I mean? I fully am comfortable where I am. I don't got to change a thing. This is my dream. I'm living my dream already. Nothing else has to happen. You know what I mean? So everything else is going to be gravy. Yeah. I enjoy my process. I record at home. I got the beats I want to do. It's coming out the way I want it to come out. I don't have to compromise a thing. It's a success already. Right? And I'm not relying on my... thing about me, I'm not relying on my music for my income. A lot of people are.
Yeah. Which so allows you to give it a proper energy, I feel, because music needs a better, you know, a realer energy than just like, okay, let me put some food on the table with this track that I'm about, you know, sometimes.
Exactly. It doesn't mean you don't want, you know? And it brings you more when it's like that too.
Yeah.
Like that money actually comes in more when you, that's the other thing I learned too, it's more freer. Like when your energy's free like that, it actually does, it will attract the money. The money will come. People think, it's triple fold, right? Because you're just being pure. You're being pure. But just totally relying on something, it's like when you go in a relationship with your girl, your guy, whatever you're doing, right? If you just put all your energy into that other partner, you just got to drain your relationship. The bad relationship just goes down. You still got to have your relationships on the outside.
Yeah.
Right? Or else you just drain that relationship you got in front of you. Man, the battery's dead, man. So that's just the way I see it, right? Just keep it fresh, right? And that's going to lead to longevity, man. I mean, that's one thing I figured out. And I'm really glad I figured it out. Because, look, I got a 30-year career, man. The only career as long as mine, really, in music, really, if you look at it, that's still current. People still want. It's really Jay-Z and me, man. And I have the same timeline as Jay-Z. It's crazy. 87, man.
It's dope, man.
Yeah, that's crazy, but it's real. Like, real top, man. We're the same age, too. Same age, same time. And if you look at it, and then look when you leave, I'm not trying to say well, but I'm saying, but to have that timeline, and still, people still want them. Fuck what you do. And you still, look what records I got coming out. People still call me like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
All the people I know start out with me, I'm the only one left, dude. Isn't that crazy? And I've seen every generation, 7 years, a whole bunch of rappers has disappeared, and I'm still here. Oh, another group about to disappear. The only phases of rappers I've seen gone? Old, new, old. I'm the one that can tell you if they're going to last. I tell people, please stop. What are you doing this for? I hate to say it. I go, yeah, he going to make it. Him, no. Why? Just not going to make it. It's an attitude, right?
That's a beautiful thing, man, to have that as part of your life for so long, and to also be a rock in your life as well. You know what I mean?
But dude, my story is deeper than music, man. I'm an adopted kid that his best friend was like that didn't know my best friend, my cousin, for 30 years, dude. My family didn't know I existed. When I called them, they didn't believe I existed for like six, thought it was a joke. I only found that out 10 years. Like, my path is different. I'm a different soul, always been different, and everyone is different. But my story is almost like, it's crazy. My life story is crazier than my musical story. And y'all know how crazy my musical story is. So anybody has the time to sit down and talk about just life stuff, like my real path, then it makes sense to see where I am in the world today doing on the outside and with the art and my contribution, right? And that's why I'm always humble about it, because I know about my beginnings and I know I've been super blessed. You know, I've been super blessed in this game, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hip hop, I've been around all the stars since I was 15, like, to the point I can't tell my friends. They get jealous. I couldn't tell people, man. I was with Salt and Pepper for 3 hours in Toronto. Me, who was the one with them backstage 3 hours in Toronto, all alone for us? You know what I mean? Like, I'm that dude, man. It's, you know, people say, oh, I feel sorry for him. Anyone have that kind of feel sorry moments? Don't have that for us, dude. Don't. There's not 1 second of that for me, dude. Because I've been so blessed, man. Kane, I've seen the greats. I was around. I opened for Special Ed, man. I did all.
What was your favorite show to open up?
I was around the groups, nicest. Yeah, man. I Premier played my records. Still played. Like, look at all that stuff. This is stuff we all wanted to like aspire to, right? So, and still look preserved. See what I'm saying? Look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well,
everything is good. You're fit. You're even thinner, man. You're even thinner than
I'm lean, dude. I'm in the best shape of my life. Dude, I'm back right here. Everything is good. That's what I'm saying, dude. There's nothing. I'm blessed, man. But I walked the path to stay this way. You know what I'm saying? I never ran over nobody. You can ask about me. I never ran over nobody for my fame. I never ripped nobody off. I'm one of the most thorough people to meet in the game. If you ever cross the path, if anyone knows me, I stay the same. So there's a lot of things I did. Even I'm not that dude running around with a whole bunch of women. You know what I mean? I got my one baby girl at home. Like, there's certain things you do, man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man.
If you want
to talk about the Northern Touch show a little bit, man.
Yeah, Northern Touch show. Y'all tune in, check it. We're on some hip hop. It's like, I call it the hip hop Joe Rogan show. It's like, we just on that Joe Rogan vibe. It's not a typical show. It's not what you think. You come and see a bunch of rappers on there. It's not about that. We're just talking about all kinds of topics. If I have anyone in there for music, it's more like behind the scenes, like producers, people like yourself doing shows. I want engineers. I want lighting, video. But then we do everything from astrology to health to fitness. You know what I mean? It's just a show, but it's with, I call it just our view on stuff. I think we have a different view from up here, sitting from our perspective. And that's what the show. So it's me and Director Awesome, my boy Tom, big him up, man. That's Pod Jerky. That's the cousin show. And we form Pod Jerky Productions. We do that too. That's another thing too. We do productions. All those, anything you see online with me, all the production, like the reels, the productions, the last video we did, everything, we do all that in house too. So all my graphics and imaging and all that, that's all of us too. So we're not outsourcing it. So we pretty much pulled together, yeah. All our talent, just doing some crazy interviews. We had the Odd Man on our show. We had Kwame on there talking about, you know, his thing with the NHL and the black hockey players and everything.
What was that?
Dope, man. Had it all.
Okay. What happened with Kwame and the black NHL players?
Oh, you never seen the documentary?
No.
I got to get him on your show. Oh, you got to see it. Yes. Kwame, Kwamster, you know, it's Kwame's the radio stuff, been involved with the scene, whatever. He did a documentary called Soul on Ice. And he went and got through the NHL and he did the history.
Oh, I think I heard about this.
Yeah. So if you even want to get him on your show, it's very interesting, dude. I mean, a lot of the Willie O'Ree, all the players. What's his name, too? Oh, my gosh, I'm blanking on his player, too, man. He's always the fighter, man, the dude with the dreads from Montreal, too.
George Larocque.
Yeah, George Larocque. Yeah, all those dudes involved in that. So I sat down with him. We had him on our show. That's just so interesting and how he did it. And just he went through the whole league and did a presentation. He took the film, toured it.
Okay.
So that's the kind of stuff our stories are trying to break. Like, just these amazing stories and things that we do up here, right? We need more exposure. So that's why just want to set up that format. And I always like talk radio. That was like the coolest job ever, to have like a talk radio show. You know what I mean? I'm Bob McCown. I got 3 hours on the radio every day just to talk. I like talking. Just tell. Look at this interview.
For sure.
Like, so that's just my outlet. And I don't do a lot of interviews. Like, your interviews, because I know who you are. If someone else called for much, I wouldn't have done this interview. I'm not doing a lot of interviews. We look at this probably the second interview. Because a lot of people, man, they just, like I said, the culture vultures. They're coming in it for the wrong reasons. And that's why I said it. So, you know what? I don't really do it. I got my own show. So when I want to talk about that, my stuff, I just do it on my show. And then it gets up properly. And then I can choose the people. I appreciate you too. I choose the people who I really want to mess with. So not a lot of people aren't going to get a chance to talk to me. Because when I tried to reach out before I had these things popping 2 years ago, I tried to reach out to a lot of people. And I told them, I said, listen, I know when this, but I got a lot of stuff in the bag coming. Let's connect. Because when I start dropping this stuff, it's going to be serious. And a lot of people thought, I don't know, took me for a joke, or somebody just thought maybe I finally fell off. I never fell off for a long time. Remember, people always wait for you to fall off. It's funny about this game, man. So the minute they think they really got you, the only reason people didn't see me for a minute is because I became a father, dude. So I took a break on purpose. It wasn't that I'd stop the game. My daughter's 9 now. So when I stopped, I didn't stop doing music. I just stopped going. I said, no, I'm doing more music now, but I'm just spending my time pulling back. Right? And being a father. I never had kids before. I had my daughter when I was 40, dude. 39, 40. Before that, I never had kids. That's only what me and my computer understand. I had no kids, dude. teens, and at 20s, least
you're handling 30s. That, man.
Dude,
you're handling
that. I had one, dude. So that's why I was able to do a lot of stuff. And still, you see what I'm saying? And then I have my daughter later. Yeah. Right? So my path's different, right? So that's why. So people just assumed a lot of stuff. Oh, well, he must have fallen off. Oh, he's not doing it. Fall off. I'm happier than ever, better than ever. Look how I look right now. I took care of myself. And I've been grinding like crazy. Right now, I'm not lying. No word of a lie. I'm telling you straight up, dude. I have 10 years of music. Man. Catalog.
Yeah, man.
Catalog me. I was the first year of COVID, I did 3 songs a day for the first year, man. These records I told you I'm dropping this now. This is what I did. I did those records from September to now. All those albums are dropping next year. Those are just what I did between this September and now. There's still all the bad stuff I haven't dropped. This is just organized and done, and it happened to be what got signed, and we were able to get out. People, it's just what the universe wants. Oh yeah, man. I ain't going nowhere, dude. And even if I do like go to that restful place within that time, there's still music to last forever right now. That's and great. It sounds great. And that's the thing. Anyone's heard me all year, I'm fresher and alive than ever before. So it's like, it's good, man. It's a good thing. It's great, man. And like I said, it's a blessing. I want to thank you too for reaching out, man. And you know, you finally made this happen. It was crazy the last couple of days. We're trying to just boom, 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 connect, and we made it happen. So it's good.
Yeah, man. I'm glad we finally did. And you know, thanks again for taking the time and you know, for taking the time to tell all these stories and led me into the brain, you know, and just the experience. It's a pleasure to hear all that, and it's inspiring at the same time, like as an artist, you know what I mean? So,
well, let me know. And same thing, like I said, you do something, let's do something, man. You gotta make that connect, man. Do some music, man. Get me off, man. I was thinking about
me. If the
thing is right culturally, if it's right and the music is right and the vibes are that I want it to. Because I need it as much as you need it. Obviously, you act like it's one-sided. Nah, dude. Everyone needs that next track, dude. You know what I mean? Everybody. Like,
respect. Oh, I hear that. Dude. I hear that.
You know what I mean? Now, you need the next track. You need the right next track. We both need it, right? So,
yeah.
It's just the energy of things, right? So, yeah, I want to pick up Montreal, contact. Man. I love Montreal, man. Montreal always had love for me. I'm always one of the few artists to go to Montreal and I could just relax. And that's hard to say for Toronto, right? I can go to Montreal, and it's true. I can. I know I'm good there. The community's always been good to me. I'm always riding around. So I want to say my love to everybody out there. There's too many names to mention. It's been too long. This COVID thing got everybody messed up. But this summer, next summer, we'll come back to the community and come hang. Usually I come every summer. And I had like a week of my time in Montreal. I've been there since I was a kid, too. My mom worked for the government before, and I was right?
Okay.
Growing up.
Okay.
That's why I was always in Montreal. So we always go to Ottawa and you go to Montreal too. They have those government cards and stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know people work for the government, but that's how it was. So I always had this tie to Montreal. I've always known Montreal like from back in the day. And that's my favorite city. I love architecture. So you know I gotta love the best architecture in the world, man. Old Montreal, man. Woo!
Yeah,
you might have problems with the politics, but that is beautiful, dude.
Oh, it's nice to hear.
The buildings there, I don't know if y'all know, respect that. Yeah. I've seen North America five times, like all the spots that come back. And I tell people, there's nothing that even compares to that old, like that look and that view, man. So, yo, man, let's get it together. Keep the culture going. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
If anyone wants to find me on all the media, it's pretty easy. It's usually Thrust Music. You search Thrust Music and most money will pop up on the top. That's it, man. Thrust OG, Pro V. What it do, man?
Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you, bro.
Like it's 1994.
Yep.
Bo Fat.
You know.
Thrust OG.
Yep.
MCs from all around the world. Underground, bringing that raw. All my miss you meet elements of style. First lady on the mic, golden child, baker soda, arm and hammer. You can't touch it. On my bus, a bus. You know what's thrust it. Take it to the highest angel dust vision. Remain on vanguard, top of the division. Incision, scalpel, cut is precise. First degree murder to the track is the vice. Your preparation only left you in the middle. I leave a hieroglyphic to decipher like a riddle. The Thelonious dedication like a monk, way above the rim, two-handed with the dunk, running through your G, a touch to the end zone, only took a second, now look you in the friend zone, skills multiply, we three times dope, serving you like peasants, so you starring it in soap, the thief in the night, the table on a note, resurrect the source with lyrics here to quote, T1 version, rap terminator, rap sounded sweet, so I made a cake to cater.
Order the coca bread and pasty and the banana with the ackee. Don't make the fish too saucy because it be tasting wacky. I keep my hair nappy, I'm not overly too happy. When people see me on the street, them like, I want to not taste the boy from J.A. with lyrics that spray A. The rude man, the bad man, and parking the AK. The rude boy, the bad boy, get out of them way, A.
I put a rabbit on your porch as an offering from the hoppers. Body in my backyard, but it ain't Jimmy Hoffa's. If you believe the bullshit I'm talking, call the coppers. Torrential rain on your force to the dysfunction of Doppler. I hope you get booted a festival and punch your fans with Machine Gun Kelly DNA in both your hands. If you had a process, I'd ruin your plans. Show up to your performance and snap pics with your fans.
I rock Mike's Jim Morrison with the doors. I got keys in the building, block the floors. MK Ultra ain't Michael Kors. I'm so ahead of the game, but who's keeping score? I want more cheese and dough than a pizza store. MCs get folded up like sheets and chores. I'm the number one draft when we at war. In the battle, where you at? Leaving door.
Hey, yo, Lord, forgive them. Indeed. When I bless this mic. A kid who's never into playing cause I'm too damn hype. Whether at a house party or the walls of a church, I'm keeping Cupid on his job when these feelings get hurt. Seeking true identities when your nipples get perked. Leaving rappers unemployed when I put in this work. I'm such a jerk. El Shaddai be pruning me out. From the way I hog the mic, should have been born with a snout. Whether the queen of the south or the king of the north, I'm storing treasures up in heaven, so I'm out of your court.
I'm not here for the posse, I'm here to catch a body. Kill rappers and perform an autopsy. Don't fuck with y'all phonies, y'all all be moving sloppy. I'm a bad boy, new edition, nigga like Bobby. The sharp shooter, I'm Bret Hart, slug to your heart. Y'all little motherfuckers be funny, y'all Kevin Hart. Don't fuck with the big dog with a loud bark with a strong bite. I'm quick to fuck your bitch, she love this long bite.
Can you really do it how I do it? I don't think so. I be making moves, sometimes I pause just like the beat go. Don't be acting silly, repping Philly like I'm Pete Rose. Get exposed if you acting like you ain't my peoples. Y'all be acting fishy like anchovies, I don't eat those. Y'all be always capping, chop the nose off of Pinocchio. Eating Yaki, riding a Bianchi. Your girl like Bukkake, more sticks than hockey. Is that one you got too cocky? I be switching lanes like pole position, ill transmission. I'ma serve you quarterly, you don't need a subscription. Conniption fits you get because I got you in submission. Now you Mr. Softy in the class, can't pay tuition. They scared of us like we the kids on the back of the bus. It's obvious that they cannot ignore us. People under the stairs, busting through the kitchen stairs. Be prepared like a Boy Scout, always clean underwears. Yeah.
With a Thor hammer, low key. Versus be OCD in the middle of OC. Crush grapes in your orange juice. Snatch your nicotine vape and smash it. Don't have a use. The shit I say needs stain removal, toilet cleaner. I'm the average between Benny and Conway, said more meaner. Ears release steam like a kettle on a hot pad. I'm a dope rapper and a great dad. Watch me float after dinner parties with Pennywise. Throw pennies at McDonald's workers. Now give me fries. Wise guy with Ray Liotta attitude. Chew through the microphone, cause it's barbecue.
In case you didn't know.
We got the hard shit regardless.
Stay calm. There's no need for it.
Fasten your seatbelt for takeoff and
load. In case you didn't know.
We got the hard shit regardless.
Stay calm. There's no
need for more poetic.
Fasten your seatbelt, we'll take off and land it.
Magnetic shift, pose rearrange. Got you, mystic, Doc Strange. Words of a sage, last of the age. So kinetic that they fell off the page. Stretch like elastic, dream bombastic. Build upon the legacy, you call it classic. So drastic, pitch with the curve. You see the aspect. Move like an Aztec, military, you fall a formation. Malcolm Little, 5% of the nation. Holding up the titles, smashing on your idols. Beat both fat, tailor made for recitals. Guaranteed to shoot the putt, Cosby Show got you stuck. So watch the premiere, Shade 4-5, reflection in the mirror. Breaking out the chains, Houdini, appear.
In case you didn't know, we got the hard shit regardless. No need for a fasten your seatbelt, we'll take off and land. In case you didn't know, yeah. We got the hard shit regardless. Stay calm, there's no need for a fasten your seatbelt, we'll take off and land.
Lord of mercy, me come bitter like Cersei. Give me a rice and peas and a red stripe, cause me thirsty. If your traffic curse me, two doctor and two nursey. But them can't revive your life, so your body in the churchy. Nobody at your viewing, from the lyrics I be spewing. I was in the back of the church, eat knocky banana chewing. With some grip coupon, talking about the coming of Babylon. Tough dumpling, what you smoking, nigga, and what planet you on? Optimus Prime to Megatron, Jamaican triathlon. So come along, rap along, just don't ask when you be gone. Flows don't dissect, freestyle, catch wreck. 1-2, mic check, Wu-Tang, protecting that. Playing in my tape deck, never get reject. Give pound and respect, back I wanna reset. Let me out like recess, Adidas, I'm so fresh. It's the boy from Jamaica, them call him the door best.
In case you didn't know,
we got the hard shit regardless.
Stay calm, there's no need for a
lot. Fasten your seatbelt, we'll take off and land.
In case you didn't know,
we got the hard shit regardless.
Stay calm, there's no need for a
lot. Fasten your seatbelt, we'll take off and land.
Stay calm.
Fasten your seatbelt, we got the hard shit regardless. We got the hard shit regardless.
Yeah. One time for you and yours. Coming out of Toronto City. Going out to all my people for one time. We about to freak it on the track. A little something like this. Within the stars, I connect the dots. Dots of the dots have nots. My philosophy advance the energy. You thought give me a chance for my stance. Wax on, it's the outdoor material. Word, imperial. Luck like that charm in your cereal. The prize just north of the border on the east side. Somebody come and play. I hope you brought a caretaker for the mess. Next. Wanna be master of the ceremony. You got me cheese cause you're phony. It's all about emotion, notion. I don't give a damn how much you got for promotion. You headed upstream and the current quite strong. Thinking long range, but your frequency was wrong. Once again, it's over. Another happy go lucky. Leave the cards, play the truck.
Understand, been here, I'm playing, talking to you, my man. When I'm coming through, it's like this. I represent Toronto, coming through. Separate, disappear like the mist at night. Call me the fog, I'm coming through. I'm taking charge. Been here, I'm saying, do you understand? Yo, my man. Blood on your shoulder. My thoughts move, both as debris. Sight times three. Here's the best aside, step aside where it's home. My attack like swarm, people dead. Stomp. It's the Galactica from the star. See your metric. Got more almost in the station.
What do you do?
I hold the clutch, shift the gears. Decloak appear. Opposite fears like this.
What?
Swing, miss. I focus like a laser. No method, thought to save you. I intend to keep it real for those that like thoughts. Be so behold under the wrath of Blitzkrieg show. My satellite input data. Make your teeth chatter. Talk about the matter. And what's the matter? What's the matter?
I've been here, I'm saying. Understand, been here, I'm saying. Talking to you, my man. When I'm coming through, it's like this. Represent Toronto, coming through. Check it, I've been here, I'm saying. I'm freaking on the track. The niggas from T.O., check it out, they got me back. Yo, I be the thrust coming through with the locomotion. Coming through smooth, solid like the ocean. I never try to ride a hit, inspiration, my creation. Facts to put facts down like basin. Tell me who you're chasing on the case like Mason. Notorious tonight, they're ever thinking. It's quicksand, it's sinking. While you be pretty in pink, no West is overflow. Who's the loser, beggar of the chooser?
What I
tropical, topical, Toronto living real, even a stage with the seal. Understanding this concept, to be correct, you can say that I'm hitting on the set. Now, I've been here, I'm saying, understand, been here, I'm saying, talking to you, my man. I've been here, I'm saying, do you understand? Been here, I'm saying, talking to you, my man, when I'm coming through, it's like this, represent Toronto coming through, separate, disappear like the mist at night, call me the fall, I'm coming through, I'm taking charge, been here, I'm saying, do you understand? Do you understand? Talking to you, my man, do you understand? Do you understand? Do you understand? I'm talking to you, my man, when I'm coming through, it's like this, you know what I'm saying? Come on to my man, Frankenstein. Nasty Howie, of course, knowledge itself. We going for hours, you know what I'm saying? Make room in the 96. And it don't stop. All right, check this out. See this song right here? Dedicated to, you know, a very special friend of mine. Murder, you know what I'm saying? My man Rage, beat poet. And to all those people who passed away, all those families, you know the situation. Now, the story looks something like this. Description of the man, can you understand? I paint a picture, my man, through his eyes, I'm seeing, he's breathing. On the other side, me, my man, used to roll and make tapes on the four track around 87. Hip hop set rappers, not the salt from the crafters. Attached up the body snatches, they know coming better. Continue with this letter that I write for my man, Ask Ice. This shit was real tight, thick like a burrow, coming through your neighborhood like a superhero. After a time, it's another time, thoughts reminiscing in my mind. And I find that I'm wishing that I can change the situation. I wasn't on the location, cause I'm wishing that I can change the situation. I wasn't on the location, and I'm. He was the kind of bro that had a horseshoe up his ass, slick, quick, talking fast, take two and pass. My man rock mics too, the West End Dodgers catching record, monster jam, ass power. He tell you who the man. Life can be trite for individuals in the school of understanding. Your lesson, second, no first lesson. He got a weapon, the name Rage. Feel it, the deal. In my spirit, truly in the heart for real. I sign it with the seal. Inspiration gave me that push. Engage like Bush off that tush. Wishing that I could change the situation. I wasn't on the location, cause I'm wishing that I could change the situation. Like changing the channels on the radio station. My man, yo, rest in peace. You're coming through. You're like deceased, but you're living in my heart for real. Situation, you know the deal. The loss of a loved one, emotions felt. Buckle on the belt, how many times it gonna happen? Everyone's capping, capping with the step. And here comes another one, just to get a rep. My quiet thoughts, of the lots got caught in the matter. Butter from the batter, three times strike. But still so many wanna play that role who's in it. For keeps, somebody giving me the creeps. Scoping on my sneaks, can you believe it? Life on the other side, reversing the role of a stranger. The world's most endangered species running on us. The Catalan make me Bronski like John, raging the poet. My man didn't know it, and I'm wishing I could have changed, like, you know, my man, that whole thing. Cause I'm wishing that I could change the situation. I wasn't on the location, cause I'm wishing that I could change the situation. Like changing the channels on the radio station. You know, my man, you rest in peace, you're coming through. You're like deceased, but you're living in my heart for real. The situation, you know the deal. 6 feet below, you didn't have to go. You didn't have to go. 6 feet below. 6 feet below, you didn't have to go. You didn't have to go. 6 feet below, you didn't have to go. 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 You didn't have to go.
Are you age 65 and over? Now's the time to make your appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What's the matter? Is everything all right? That's okay. I've got just the right thing for you. CKUT 90.3 FM.
The following is a previously broadcast program.